Last Sunday we started a new study on people who met Jesus in the Gospels. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We're looking at people who had an encounter with Jesus that changed their lives. And today we're going to look and see what happened when a man named Zacchaeus met Jesus. Some of you guys may have heard of Zacchaeus. He was a wee little man. And a wee little man was he. That's right. When I was a kid, I had the idea that this guy was like, you know, microscopic or something from the song. He was just a short guy, you know. I don't know how short. That's not the point. But we're going to see what happened to Zacchaeus when he met the Lord. Let's read our text, Luke 19, verses 1 through 10. This is God's word. The Bible says, "He," meaning Jesus, "entered Jericho and was passing through. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. And he was seeking," remember that word, "he was seeking to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not because he was small in stature. So he ran on ahead." You guys picture a rich political guy, a powerful man of position, running. And what's more, "and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was about to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, 'Zacchaeus, you come down.'" That's what the song says, but I always kind of thought, you know, Jesus is a little angry and perturbed at Zacchaeus. "Get out of the tree. You come down." But notice the joy in Jesus' voice here in the scriptures. He says, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all grumbled. They grumbled. "He has gone in to be the guest of a man who is a sinner." And Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, since he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." Praise God. Would you quickly pray with me? Let's ask the Lord to speak to us this morning. Father, we thank you for your word. God, we thank you for your grace. Lord, we praise your holy name. God, you are awesome and mighty, and we need to hear from you. And we ask that your word would be powerful in our hearts. Lord, come and seek and save the lost, even today. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to point out some things from this portion of God's Word. First of all, I want you to notice the desire of Zacchaeus. The desire of Zacchaeus. Luke introduces us to a man named Zacchaeus. Tells us that Jesus was passing through Jericho. Does anybody know where Jesus is headed to? In this portion of the scripture, he's passing through Jericho, but he's on his way to Jerusalem. And what's going to happen to him in Jerusalem? He's going to be betrayed and nailed on a cross for our sins. So Jesus, would you say that Jesus has a lot on his mind as he's passing through? He's headed to the cross. He knows he's about to go and suffer for us. But Jesus had time to pass through Jericho because there was a man he had to meet with. He had an appointment on his calendar from God to meet with Zacchaeus. And we meet this man, Zacchaeus. We learn that he's a chief tax collector. He's probably a really popular guy, right? He's in charge of all the tax collectors. And he was rich. He was rich. This is a rich man. So that's Zacchaeus. I want to show you that Zacchaeus had a predicament. We learn in this passage that Zacchaeus, are you ready? I'm going to use a lot of words that start with P here. All right, are you ready? Zacchaeus had position, he had power, he had privilege, and he had prosperity, but he didn't have peace. Zacchaeus had position and power and privilege and prosperity. How many of you guys know that prosperity is not a sign that you belong to God? Just because you're rich does not mean you are saved. And he did not have peace. We meet a man here in Luke 19. There was something going on in Zacchaeus' heart. He had no peace when he would put his head down at night to go to sleep. There was something missing. He was not satisfied. And we see in this story that something was driving him to Jesus. He just had to go see Jesus. Jesus was coming through town. People were crying out, "Jesus, the prophet, is coming through Jericho." And Zacchaeus, something in his heart sprang up. "I've got to go meet Jesus." That was his predicament. But he also had a problem. He was a short man. And when Zacchaeus went out, the crowds had already lined the road. Think of a parade. And Zacchaeus is trying to get a glimpse of Jesus. You think he's hopping a little bit? He can't see over the crowd. And something in his heart will not let him just go home and say, "Well, I tried." And so he not only had a predicament, no peace. He not only had a problem, he's too short, but this word of God tells us Zacchaeus had persistence. He didn't just say, "Well, I gave it my best shot." He didn't give up. Do you know, guys, a lot of people today give up very easy when they try to meet the Lord. "Well, you know, I prayed and God didn't answer." But there was something going on in Zacchaeus' heart. We're going to see in a minute that God is at work in Zacchaeus' heart. And he would not give up. And so this short man, what did he do? He ran. Now, listen to me. This was not appropriate for a businessman in that culture. We might picture in our day, you know, a guy in his best suit and tie. I don't know what Zacchaeus was wearing. He's a rich man. And all the commentators point out that for him to run and then climb a tree, he lost all his dignity there. Imagine a businessman in a suit and tie running and climbing up a tree in a public place. People are talking, they're pointing, they're laughing at this guy. And that is the persistence of Zacchaeus. There's something going on in his heart that's bigger than curiosity. "I've got to meet Jesus." So that is the desire of Zacchaeus. But now, let me point out to you in this passage, the grace of Jesus. The grace of Jesus. You see, Zacchaeus had a more serious problem than being short. He was a sinner. But he was about to meet Jesus, the Savior. And so we're told that Jesus was walking down the road and he came to the place, that is, under the tree where Zacchaeus was, and Jesus stopped. And he looked up in the tree. That's one of my favorite parts of the song, by the way. He looked up in the tree. And he spoke to Zacchaeus. And he called him by name. Now, if you're Zacchaeus right now, what are you feeling? You've just lost all your dignity as a rich businessman in the community. And you want to just get a glimpse of Jesus. Something is driving you to him. And there he is. Here is your moment. Jesus stops. This is unexpected. Jesus looks up at him. Is he feeling a little silly for being up in the tree? Is he embarrassed that everyone's looking at him? What's going on? Is he anxious? What is Jesus about to say to me? Is he about to make fun of me? I know I'm a sinner. Is Jesus about to call me out in front of all these people? But Jesus said his name. We're not told how Jesus knew his name. Maybe Zacchaeus was infamous in that city for his crimes and his sins. But Jesus knew his name. And Jesus said, "Zacchaeus," he said, "hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." Church, note something here. Zacchaeus did not invite Jesus into his house. He didn't invite him into his heart either. This is Jesus inviting himself into Zacchaeus' home. This is grace. Grace is not deserved. Grace is not earned. Grace is not invited. Grace is God freely choosing to show up when He wants to show up and to come into to our lives when He's ready on His timetable. This is the grace of God. It's unexpected. It's unearned. It is amazing. And here's Jesus inviting Himself into Zacchaeus' home and into his life. Now I want you to see the heart of God right here, guys. See the heart of Jesus Christ. As I said, He's on His way to the cross. He knows what's about to happen to Him. He is about to be rejected and betrayed. You know, I would not have had time for Zacchaeus. Can I be honest? And I bet there's many of us here who would say the same thing. I'm headed to a certain torture and death. I don't have time to mess with a man in a tree. But I want you to see the heart of God. Jesus stopped and He had time to show mercy to a sinner. Amen? Are you glad this morning that Jesus had time for you? Yes. That He had time to stop and show grace to a sinner. Wow. But there's something else that's being explained here. This explains why Zacchaeus was so persistent to get to Jesus. We saw that he was seeking to meet Jesus. But what this passage tells us is that it was all along Jesus who was seeking him. Paul said in Romans 3:11, no one seeks for God. If you are being driven to Jesus, it's because God is drawing you to Jesus. If you are seeking God, it's because God is seeking you. That is the grace of God, and it explains the persistence of Zacchaeus. Something was moving in that man's heart. It was the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was preparing Zacchaeus to meet Jesus, wooing him, drawing him. In another place, Jesus said these words, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him. John 6:44. When God wants to save someone, He draws them to Jesus. I want to say that again. When God wants to save someone, He draws them to Jesus. Not to keeping the law, not to some other religion or creed or do your best. When God is ready to save a sinner, He draws that person to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we see here. Let's look at the response of Zacchaeus. How did Zacchaeus respond to the grace of Jesus? He was all in. This text gives us three responses that Zacchaeus made to Jesus. Did you catch them? First of all, he responded with quick obedience. Secondly, he responded by joyfully receiving Jesus. And thirdly, he responded with costly repentance. Let me break those down quickly. Zacchaeus first responded to the grace of Jesus with quick obedience. The Bible says he hurried and came down. Zacchaeus didn't make excuses up in the tree. He didn't get embarrassed that everyone was looking at him. His burdens lifted. He was like a child again. He jumped out of the tree and ran to Jesus. Isn't that awesome? I can picture some of the kids I'm looking at here jumping out of a tree and running to Jesus. That's like Zacchaeus, whatever was messing up his heart just a few moments before, it's gone now. He has peace because of the presence of Jesus Christ. So his first response was quick obedience. And by the way, that needs to be our response as well. Quick obedience to the Lord. Secondly, he joyfully received Jesus. That's just what the text says. He received him joyfully. That means that he let Jesus into his house. But this text is pointing to something deeper than just a dinner party at Zacchaeus' house. He is joyfully receiving Jesus into his life. Zacchaeus became a man of faith in that tree. Where did you become a person of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? It might have been in a church building. Maybe it's here in a chair today. Maybe it's watching through the internet. Zacchaeus found faith in a tree. Praise God. He joyfully received Jesus. Whatever was lacking in his heart a few moments before has now been filled in the presence of Christ. The third response of Zacchaeus, guys, is costly repentance. Costly repentance. That's the one that Luke focuses on the most in this text. Zacchaeus turned away from his sins when he jumped out of the tree. He repented. How do we know that Zacchaeus' repentance was real? Because of the evidence and the fruit that he showed in this passage. Guys, listen. Zacchaeus was a man of money and possessions. He had apparently used his powerful position to take more money from people than he was allowed. Zacchaeus, frankly, had stolen from people in his tax collecting, based on what he says in a moment. This man was a sinner, but now he is turning away from his sins. That's what the Bible calls repentance. And listen to me, you must repent to be saved. You cannot have your sins and Jesus too. This meeting with Jesus, even though it doesn't look like a church service, this moment in Jesus' presence has transformed Zacchaeus' heart and slaughtered his greed. Zacchaeus' idol of money has been removed from his heart, and he's now ready to do what is right. What did Zacchaeus announce that he was going to do? First of all, he says, I'm going to return anything I've stolen. And I'm going to replace it fourfold. If I robbed too much taxes from someone, I'm going to give it back to them times four. How many of you guys would like to get a letter from the IRS that they're returning what they took times four? Amen. And Zacchaeus is doing that according to the law in Exodus 21. That's what it was required to do. Exodus 22, rather. But not only is Zacchaeus going to return what he stole, do you see what he's doing? He voluntarily says, Jesus, here and now, I give half of my goods to the poor. Christians, do you hear that? That, my goods, that includes my money and my possessions. Zacchaeus just gave 50% to the poor. What does that show us? It shows us that when we meet Jesus, Jesus takes our idols away. Amen? This man's idol was money. Greed. But Jesus took that away. This is amazing evidence of a heart that has been converted by the power of God. I want you to see today that Zacchaeus found a new treasure in Christ. Listen, Zacchaeus found a new treasure in Christ that was better than all the money and possessions this world has to offer. Wow. Now, Luke's story here of Zacchaeus' repentance, it ties in with something Luke wrote at the beginning of his gospel. You may remember this. In Luke chapter 3, John the Baptist was saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And people were coming to the river to be baptized by John the Baptist. And you know what he told them? He said, bear fruit in keeping with repentance. Bear fruit. See, Luke is setting us up for this story of Zacchaeus. John the Baptist said, bear fruit in keeping with repentance. And then the people on the riverbank asked John the Baptist, what do we do, John? What does repentance look like for me? And do you know that John gave three examples of what repentance looks like? And they all three involved money. He said, let the one who has two tunics, two shirts, share with the one who has none. And share your food with those who have none. And if you're a tax collector, don't take more than you're supposed to take. And the soldiers standing there said, what do we do to repent, John? And he said, soldiers, don't threaten people to take their money and be content with your wages. Christians, repentance looks like a new attitude towards your money. You can't be a Jesus-following Christian and love money. Jesus said that exactly in Matthew 6:24. You can't serve God and money. Zacchaeus is showing the fruit of repentance with his new treasure. By the way, you guys know what's in the chapter right before Zacchaeus? Zacchaeus is Luke 19. Do you know what's in Luke 18? The rich young ruler. Jesus met this rich young ruler. He challenged him with his greed. That man did not repent. He loved his money and he turned and walked away from Jesus. And Jesus said, it is so hard for a rich man to be saved. He said, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to get into heaven. And the disciples were amazed and said, then who can be saved? And Jesus said this in Luke 18, verse 27, what is impossible with men is possible with God. Now I'm putting all this together for you because I want to show you this. When Luke shows us the transformation of Zacchaeus' greedy heart into a generous man, he's telling us that what Jesus had just predicted in the chapter right before that, that it's impossible for us to be saved, but with God, anyone can be saved. Amen? With God, even a rich person who loves his money can be transformed into an open-handed, generous saint who wants to give away his money. God has saved Zacchaeus. All right, let's look at the response of the crowd. How did the crowd respond when Zacchaeus got saved? Did they clap their hands and say hallelujah? No, they grumbled. They grumbled at Jesus. This man has gone in to be the guest of a sinner. Jesus is going into the house of a sinner. Now, all of us are sinners. But what does Luke mean by this word, sinner? What did the crowd mean that Zacchaeus was a sinner? We're all sinners. They're using that word to mean an especially bad sinner. Zacchaeus had a reputation in town. Zacchaeus was hated by the people in his town. He took their money and used it to live an extravagant lifestyle. How can Jesus go in to have dinner with that man? But this is why Jesus came. You know, this happens all the time to Jesus. He always gets in trouble for who he hangs out with. In Luke 15, sinners were coming to Jesus and the religious leaders complained, this man receives sinners and eats with them. Luke 15, 2. In Luke 5, some Pharisees made the same complaint to Jesus. You're eating with sinners, Jesus. Here's how Jesus answered them. Luke 5, 31 and 32. Jesus said, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Listen, I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. We are learning this morning that Jesus came for sinners. He came to call us to be saved. And so the last part of this story is the pronouncement of Jesus. He's going to make a pronouncement about Zacchaeus and then about himself. First of all, what does Jesus pronounce over Zacchaeus? He says, today salvation has come to this house. The sinner has met the Savior. Jesus lets us know that Zacchaeus is now a believer. He's now a man of faith. And we know that because look what else Jesus called Zacchaeus. He said, for this man is also a son of Abraham. Now, Jesus wasn't commenting on Zacchaeus' bloodline. Everyone there knew he was a Jew, a son of Abraham. What does Jesus mean then? That Zacchaeus is now a child of Abraham. He's saying that Zacchaeus is now a part of the true people of God. Zacchaeus was a physical Jew a minute ago. Now he's a spiritual Jew. He's met the Lord. He belongs to the Lord. Paul said in Galatians 3:7, it is those of faith who are the sons of Abraham. Zacchaeus is now a believer. And then Jesus makes a clear pronouncement about his own mission. Listen to these words. Let them touch you this morning. Jesus said, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." That's why he came. This is why he was journeying through Jericho to Jerusalem, so that he could be betrayed, arrested, beaten, mocked, crucified, and killed for sinners, so that he could bear our sins before God as our sacrifice and Savior. He was going through Jericho to Jerusalem so that he could die in your place, so that he could rise from the grave as the conquering King. Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. Who is the lost? It's all of us before we meet Jesus. What does it mean that the Bible calls us lost? It means that we are apart from God, with no way to find our way home. You hear me? Lost, cut off from God, no way to find our way home through good deeds, going to church services, helping the little old lady across the street, putting money in the offering plate. That can't fix us because we're lost, dead in our sins, blind and deaf to God and to spiritual things. But Jesus came to seek us when we were not looking for Him, when we were running to sin and hiding from God. Jesus stepped out of heaven and came to find us, like a shepherd looking for his one lost sheep. Jesus Christ came to seek and to save the lost. Amen. Concluding, let me ask you this. Have you experienced the grace and the presence of Jesus Christ? Ask yourself this morning, have you been surprised by joy at the feet of the Savior, like Zacchaeus was surprised by joy in the presence of the grace of Jesus? Have you been transformed from a sinner into a true child of Abraham through faith? Here's a question you need to ask yourself. Has the Lord taken your idol? Maybe your idol is not money like it was for Zacchaeus. Has the Lord transformed you into one who treasures the Lord Jesus? If you know you're lost, you can receive the grace of Jesus just like Zacchaeus did. I want to invite you, come to Jesus through faith in Him, repenting of your sins. And you know what? Your repentance, it may need to look kind of like Zacchaeus's. The Lord may require of you to restore, you know, the things that you've done wrong, or to show some outward fruit that God has changed your heart. Are you willing to renounce everything and follow the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for you? Repentance and faith. You know, it's not about repeating a prayer after me and getting your words just right. It's not a magic formula. It's meeting Jesus. Amen? It's believing on Him and turning from sin to embrace Him as Savior and Lord. I encourage you this morning to do that right where you are, here on this parking lot or at home in your living room, to fall before Jesus and experience His grace for sinners. Let me say this, if you are a Christian this morning, church, let me talk to you. I want to invite you to remember that moment, remember that time when Jesus gave grace to you. Remember when you had a heart that was messed up like Zacchaeus and you knew you needed to get to Jesus. Do you remember those days when you had no peace? And do you remember when the Lord found you and the peace flooded into your heart? Do you remember that? Christian, worship Him. You were lost, but now you're found. You were a sinner, and now you're a saint by the grace of God through faith in Jesus Christ. What God did to Zacchaeus, He can do to us through faith. Praise God.